Travelers headed to Vancouver for the Taylor Swift Eras Tour may want to plan for delays, regardless of how they are arriving. The American star will perform at three sold-out shows at BC Place on December 6, 7, and 8, and thousands of people will be traveling to the city from other parts of the province, country, and around the world. BC Place can hold a whopping 54,500 people nightly, so there will be a tremendous influx of people staying in hotels, driving on the roads, flying into airports, sailing on ferries, and taking public transportation in the Lower Mainland. Have a look at everything travelers headed to Vancouver should know about planning their trip to see the You Belong to Me singer's final three shows of her massive world tour. Arriving and departing from Vancouver International Airport, YVR. Concertgoers flying into the city for one or more of the shows should brace for possible delays. Many travelers will also travel to the YVR on the same dates, increasing congestion. Travelers with friends in the city who can pick them up can enjoy a 30-minute free parkade use. Once they've gotten through security, they can contact their friends to pick them up. While it might be tempting to do this the moment they land, parade stays extending over 30 minutes cost significantly more than they used to. Pick up from the parkade. YVR implemented new rates for its parkade on November 13, increasing costs for each additional 30 minutes from $5.50 to $14. Travelers have several other options to get from the airport to a hotel or another location in Metro Vancouver. Flat rate taxi fares to Vancouver and Richmond. Taxi fares on flat rates to various areas across Vancouver and Richmond have also increased heading from the airport. The taxi stands are located on level 2 of the domestic and international arrivals area at YVR. Taxis can also take you to addresses in other Metro Vancouver areas, like Surrey, Delta, North Vancouver, or Burnaby. Related. Map. Here's how much it costs to taxi home from YVR following price hikes. If you're headed straight to one of the shows from the airport, or if you're simply feeling fancy, you can also book a luxury sedan, stretch SUV, or limo. Ride app services at YVR. Lyft, Uber, and Caboo are authorized providers of ride app services at YVR. You must download the app of any of the providers to request a ride. You can get picked up at one of the following designated pickup spots. International arrivals, level 2. Domestic arrivals, level 2. South Terminal. Unlike taxis, ride app services do not use a flat rate or even a metered rate. They are based on the availability of drivers in the area and may vary dramatically as a result. Public transportation. The Canada Line SkyTrain serves Vancouver's YVR Airport in Richmond and will get travelers to the city centre. Fans can use the Canada Line and exit at Vancouver City Centre or Yaletown Roundhouse to walk to BC Place Stadium on show nights. Lindsay William Ross, VIA. Vancouverites can travel from the heart of downtown to the airport on the Canada Line in under half an hour. There are 16 stops along the way and the train takes passengers right to the airport. The elevator from the train brings travelers right between the international and domestic terminals. From there, you can turn left for flights within Canada and right for everything else. All transit users traveling on the Canada Line leaving YVR are subject to a $1.05 Canada Line, YVR add fare, in addition to the regular zone fare. Add fare is automatically added when a user purchases a fare ticket. Travelers may also wish to rent a car. How to navigate Vancouver International Airport? Save time with advance declaration. The CBSA advises travelers to save time passing through customs by making an advance declaration in the Arrive Can app. The advance declaration is admissible at the following airports: Toronto, Vancouver, Montreal, Winnipeg, Halifax, Quebec City, Ottawa, Billy Bishop, Calgary, and Edmonton. Using the Arrive Can app cuts a traveler's time at a kiosk or e-gate by up to 50%, according to CBSA data. Travelers should also check in with their airline before heading to the airport. This will speed up the process of checking in once they arrive. Pack smart. Follow the Canadian Air Transport Security Authority, CATSA. Baggage requirements. Remember, liquids, gels and aerosols still need to be in containers that are less than 100 milliliters and be packaged into one transparent, closed, and resealable plastic bag under 1 liter. Avoid wrapping holiday gifts since contents may need to be inspected during the screening process for carry-on and checked baggage. Use YVR's Journeys tool. YVR offers a tool that allows passengers to view a step-by-step guide through the airport based on their specific flight information. Use your smartphone to speed up your time in line. Locals who plan to fly to the U.S. from Canada can submit their passport and customs declaration information through a free, secure app on their smartphone before they leave for a trip. It's called the U.S. Customer Customs Mobile Passport Control, MPC, app. YVR also offers several tips to help travelers save time at the airport. Arriving and departing from Abbotsford International Airport, YXX. The Valley Airport or Shuttle provides service to and from the airport to anywhere within a 120 kilometers radius, including locations in downtown Vancouver. The Abbotsford Airport Shuttle through ACE Charters offers transportation between the airport and King George Station in Surrey as well as the Gloucester Business Centre in Langley. EBUS offers daily scheduled service between the airport and various cities in BC, including Vancouver and Surrey. Abbotsford Taxi, 604-855-1111, and Aldergrove Taxi, 604-530-4444 or 604-856-3233, each provide service to and from the airport to various places across southwestern BC. Travelers looking to ride in a posh vehicle from the airport can use Central Valley Limousine and Taxi's door-to-door service between the airport and various points in the Lower Mainland. The West Coast Express is a rail service providing scheduled peak morning and afternoon between the Abbotsford Metro Area, Mission City Station, and Haney, Maple Ridge, Pitt Meadows, Coquitlam, Port Moody, and Vancouver, Waterfront Station. It's roughly a 25-minute taxi between the airport and Mission City Station. Travelers may also prefer to rent a car. What to know about Canada-US border crossings? Travelers should check border wait times and other ports of entry. They should also provide plenty of extra time due to potential delays. Border wait times are updated hourly, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Find out the most recent wait time information online. The CBSA encourages travelers to travel during non-peak times, such as early in the morning, to avoid long waits. Border crossings are located at the following entry points to the Lower Mainland: Boundary Bay, Delta, Point Roberts, Washington; Peach Arch, Douglas, Surrey, BC, Blaine, Washington; Pacific Highway, Surrey, BC, Blaine, Washington; Aldergrove, Linden, Washington; Abbotsford Huntingdon, Sumas, Washington. Have your travel documents ready. Whether you travel by air, land, or water, having your travel documents ready to show a border services officer will expedite this process. It may help to have them together in a small bag or travel envelope that you can easily access at security checkpoints. Considerations for traveling with children. An accompanying adult should have a consent letter that authorizes them to travel with the child if they share custody or are not the parent or legal guardian. Border services officers watch for missing children. In the absence of the letter, they may ask additional questions. Road conditions in Vancouver. Travelers do not require snow tires for driving in the city but must have them on most BC highways if they plan to travel in other parts of the province. However, if it snows in Vancouver during the shows, which is possible, drivers may want them. Swift's shows are still 2 weeks out, but December's weather signal shows, below average temperatures with no clear precipitation signal, for Metro Vancouver, according to Environment Canada. Snowfall is possible in early December, although it is less likely. Related. Vancouver weather. What to expect for the Taylor Swift Eras Tour concerts? Travelers can find traffic information for road conditions in Vancouver and the Lower Mainland by visiting Drive BC. What to know about sailing with BC Ferries? BC Ferries sailings are often affected by stormy conditions, particularly if accompanied by powerful winds. The company expects terminals to be very busy for the show. Demand is expected to be especially high with the 60-year-old Queen of New Westminster out of service for repairs. Travelers may also want to make sailing reservations as soon as possible since many people will travel from BC Islands for the show. BC Ferries says early mornings and evenings are the less busy travel times. Reservations are still available for vehicle and foot passengers, as well as discounted saver fares during select off-peak sailings. If customers don't book a ticket in advance, they may be turned away. Arrive 45 minutes to an hour before your sailing if you have a booking. Have your booking number ready at the ticket booth. When you drive on board, follow the direction of the BC Ferries crew and park close to the vehicle in front of you to maximize space on board. If vehicle bookings are sold out, consider walking on board. You can try transit or ride sharing or get dropped off at the terminal. Travel wearing appropriate weather gear, including waterproof jackets and warm clothing. There are water stations in the terminals. If sailings between Horseshoe Bay and Nanaimo, Departure Bay, are sold out or there are sailing waits on your day of travel, consider travel between Saw-Wah-Sen and Nanaimo, Duke Point. To support travelers, BC Ferries has scheduled additional sailings on key routes. Friday, Deck 6. Extra sailings in both directions between Swartz Bay and Saw-Wah-Sen at 5 a.m. and 11 p.m., providing more options to help ease daytime congestion. Sunday, December 8. Additional late-night sailings from Swartz Bay to Saw-Wah-Sen at 11 p.m. and from Saw-Wah-Sen to Swartz Bay at 1 a.m., early on Monday, December 9, for travelers returning from weekend events. If travelers arrive at the Horseshoe Bay Terminal, the trip will take about an hour to BC Place. However, it will likely take longer since so many people will sail in for the show, depending on the sailing time. By transit, it takes about the same amount of time via TransLink's number 257 or number 250 bus. Travelers arriving at the Saw-Wah-Sen Terminal can get to BC Place in about an hour by car. Trips can vary between an hour and 15 minutes to much more by transit. One of the quickest routes is to the 620 Bridgeport Express from the terminal to Bridgeport Bay Station 12. After that, take the Canada Line station from Bridgeport Station to Yaletown Roundhouse and then BC Place is a short walk away. BC Ferries also offers complimentary luggage services. Luggage under 35 pounds does not need a tag and luggage between 35 and 50 pounds requires a yellow one. Any baggage exceeding 50 pounds isn't accepted and must be carried on board. It exceeds the 23 kilograms, 50 lb, limit. It contains items that are fragile and may become damaged, or it may cause damage to other baggage around it, contain items that are sharp or may leak. Travelers can also check current sailing conditions with BC Ferries by following them on X, formerly Twitter. What to know about sailing with Hello? Hello Ferries travels to, from downtown Vancouver and downtown Nanaimo. Photo courtesy of Hello? Hello offers 70-minute passenger sailings between Nanaimo and Vancouver. Since onboarding is quicker than with BC Ferries, guests aren't typically advised to arrive more than 30 minutes before their scheduled sailing time. However, they must ensure they are at the boarding gate 5 minutes before closing time. That said, Swifties may want to allow additional time due to increased traffic for the shows. Each Hello guest may bring one carry-on sized bag and personal item aboard at no additional cost. Guests can also purchase extra baggage for larger bags and sports gear. Guests can purchase space for up to 3 large bags, $25 per bag. They may also bring golf clubs, skis, snowboards, in a bag, and a surfboard, up to 12 feet, for $30. The boarding area is located at Gate 1 at the Vancouver Harbour Flight Centre at 1055 Canada Pace Unit No. 58. Taxis pick guests up near Jackpool Plaza, but guests may also wish to take an Evo Care Share, Uber or Lyft. Travelers taking public transit from the terminal to BC Place can take the SkyTrain's Expo Line from the nearby Waterfront Station to Stadium Chinatown Station. With walking time, the trip takes about 15 minutes. Alternatively, concertgoers can walk from the terminal to BC Place in under half an hour. Train from Vancouver to Seattle. The Amtrak Cascades passenger train offers service from Vancouver across the Canada-US border to numerous cities across Washington and Oregon. One of the most popular routes takes passengers from Vancouver Pacific Central Station to King Street Station in Seattle, Washington. Prices on these trips start for as little as $34 for a one-way trip, but prices may increase during popular travel times, such as midday or over holidays, see Slide 2. While the trips have been showing as sold out for Eras Tour weekend, cancellations may open up tickets for those still hoping to catch the train north to Vancouver, and home. Bus from Vancouver to Seattle. One-way tickets from Pacific Central Station in Vancouver to several locations in Seattle start for as little as $39.99 with FlixBus. While you may not always be able to get the lowest fare, there are typically options costing just over $40 on numerous dates at non-peak travel times, see Slide 3. On average, tickets for the Vancouver to Seattle route cost $48.99, according to FlixBus. Alternative methods to travel to Vancouver. People may also wish to take a Harbour Air seaplane from Victoria to YVR or Vancouver Harbour. Flights start at under $200 round trip and last 30 minutes, making this the faster option between Vancouver Island and the mainland. It also allows travelers to fly directly into the downtown area and avoid commuting from YVR. However, flight prices may vary between the two airports depending on availability. The harbor option is more popular. Helijet flies guests between various locations on Vancouver Island and YVR or Vancouver Harbor on its chartered helicopters, offering awe-inspiring views en route to the mainland. This option tends to cost significantly more than Harbor Air. Travelers from Washington can also take the Black Ball Ferry Line, which operates the MV Coho passenger and vehicle ferries daily sailings between Victoria on Vancouver Island and Port Angeles on the scenic Olympic Peninsula. They will then have to connect to the mainland via BC ferries or air. The service is a 90-minute 42 kilometers scenic journey through the Strait of Juan de Fuca, and guests can enjoy ship amenities including a coffee shop, gift shop, duty-free store, lounges, solarium, and more. Find more information about exciting destinations in BC and across the globe, as well as travel deals and tips, by signing up for VIA's weekly travel newsletter The Wanderer. Since travel deals can sell out, find out the day they are posted by signing up for our daily travel deals newsletter. Want to learn more about a specific destination or have a travel concern or idea you would like VIA to write about? Email us at alana@vancouverisawesome.com. Send us stories about recent holidays that you've been on, or if you have any tips you think our readers should know about.